us with the Daily Dose for January 28th. We're going to be talking through the story of the Flim Flam Men. Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers, and the Egyptian magicians also did the same things by their secret arts. Each one threw down his staff, and it became a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Exodus chapter 7, verse 11 to 12. A war of wills went on between Moses and Pharaoh. Pharaoh didn't yield to God's directive to let the Israelites go. Even though the first miracle, the staff turning into a snake, was to demonstrate the authority of God over the symbol of Pharaoh's power, the cobra, snake, Pharaoh went looking for ways to oppose the Lord's command. "Pharaoh yields to no one," was the essence of his reply. So long as he could find a plausible explanation for the snakes, the cheap tricks of his magicians, he could deny the authority of Moses. Kind of reminds me of the History Channel's scientific explanations for Sodom and Gomorrah, or the Exodus, or the Conquest. They'll accept anything but the written record, so long as it preserves the pride of mankind and doesn't cast man in the light of being a sinner in need of salvation. Pharaoh's history repeats itself on a grand scale. At any rate, in an interesting byword to the story, Paul apparently repeats a bit of apocryphal history as he uses the example of the magicians who opposed Moses as a history lesson for his young protege, Timothy. He quotes their names, Jannes and Jambres, which are not in the book of Exodus but are supplied by the traditions of the Jews on the identity of the magicians. They serve as antitypes to Moses and Aaron. Jannes and Jambres were men whose primary interest was to deceive people and oppose the truth, using clever copycat miracles to give the gullible but desperate unbeliever reason to deny God's place in his or her life. And while they were successful for a time in mimicking the miracles of Moses and Aaron, their bag of tricks eventually went empty. Even the magicians came to admit just how wrong they had been and how wrong Pharaoh had been toward God. Look at Exodus 8:19. It indeed was the finger of God. So don't get too worked up over the clever explanations and the quote-unquote scientific analysis of people regarding the Bible. Eventually, they run out of cheap tricks and into the rock wall of reality, God's reality. Thanks for joining me today on The Daily Dose. I'll be back tomorrow with another installment.